Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Abby Heller and Audrey Schreer with Prelude Behavioral Services and Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about the Sheriff's Office becoming equipped with Narcan, a nasal spray that can treat narcotic overdoses. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Bring you back to the Sheriff's Office. Overdoses, is that something that is a growing concern? Is that something that is really happening here for Washington County?
Well, and that is something you talk about, you know, overdose, and people always think about the illegal drugs that cause overdoses. So, you know, when she's talking about heroin and things like that, and the reality of it is it can also include those other legal drugs that she's talking about. And sometimes it can be an intentional overdose, or it can be an accidental overdose too, when they're taking the medication in a way, you know, other than what they're prescribed. So yes, that's a concern on both sides, on the illegal substances and the legal substances mm-hmm. that are out there.
What is the protocol when you will have Narcan as far as treating the subject, and then where does it go from there, I wonder, in that situation?
And some of that, you know, comes down to policy. You know, reviewed some sample policies, and before, you know, we get ours out into the vehicle, we'll have to, you know, address that. The other side of us having it in our vehicles, we're a very rural community, and you know, sometimes it's the time it takes us to get to that call too that's going to be very important in some of those situations. So not only, you know, how fast we can respond, but how fast does the ambulance get there, does the QRS members get there, that's going to be a big factor in how our success is with the use of our Narcan.
Is there a time, a limit, you know, as far as its effectiveness, especially when having to get out to that scene?
So I would like to address that. You can actually give one dose, and they are one-time dosings of the nasal spray. You can give one dose every 2 minutes. Narcan stays in the system for 90 minutes to 2 hours, but you cannot overdose on it. Mm-hmm. And if the person has not ingested opioids, it will not do anything to them. So a round of CPR also takes 2 minutes, so it fits in very nicely with that as well. So yes, you can give it once every 2 minutes, giving it once alternating nostrils.
And do you think this state program, do you think it is a preventative measure in terms of the opioid crisis, or more of a defensive one for it?
Both. I believe it is both, because even though we're not as affected by the opioid crisis now, we could be. And it's happening now, maybe in smaller numbers than our Midwest neighbors like Illinois, but it is happening. And we're out here to try to save lives, you know. So, Audrey, I think you might have some statistics speaking specifically to Iowa.
I do. So mm-hmm. in 2016, IDPH, the Iowa Department of Public Health, recorded 180 deaths statewide for Iowa that were specifically related to overdoses. In Washington County, we don't have any data related to overdose deaths. However, the way the Department of Public Health breaks it up, Washington County falls into a bracket of having 6 to 25 people hospitalized for opioid-related overdoses in 2016. And that is one of the lower counties for the states. One thing to be aware of in Washington County is, like a lot of counties around the states, is the rate of prescriptions that are being prescribed to patients. So for Washington County, for about every 100 people, there are 34 to 60 opioid prescriptions out there. So some of those might be multiple prescriptions for the same person, either from multiple providers or for multiple meds that they need to manage their chronic pain. But that idea that as a county, again, about for every 100 people, there's 34 to 60 opioid prescriptions out there, and that does factor into opioid-related over-medications and overdoses.
And the other thing is that right now in Iowa, there is no cap on how many prescriptions or how many days a physician can prescribe an opioid. But there is a prescription monitoring program that physicians can take part in, where they register who, where, when, how much opioids is given that they can register onto and be able to see.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Abby Heller and Audrey Schreer with Prelude Behavioral Services and Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about the Sheriff's Office becoming equipped with Narcan, a nasal spray that can treat narcotic overdoses. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.